Part 16 Principle. It cannot be concluded that there is a light in every man leading to Christ and to salvation. If Christ put a light in every man that comes into the world to guide him to the Father and to life, I deny that to be true. For that is a natural light, which is only the light which Christ the Word communicates to all men. No, the light that all men have, though it seems to make them know God as God, yet it is not sufficient to make them know that there is a Father, or a Son, or the Holy Ghost, or that there is a gospel. And said, I am the light of the world that enlightens every man that comes into the world, that is, both Jews and Gentiles, and he who walks in the light shall have the light of life. Now here lies the deceit. Answer. The light that every man that comes into the world is enlightened with, the covenant of God to Jews and Gentiles, enlightens every man that comes into the world. And those who walk in the light, walk in Christ, and come to see before any natural light was. He who walks in the light shall not abide in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. And with the light he shall know God, he shall know the Son, he shall know the gospel, he shall know the Holy Ghost, and that light is not natural. He who knows God knows the Father, and none know him but with the light of Christ Jesus who reveals him, for God is the Father. And I will give him for a covenant, a light to the Gentiles, a new covenant to the house of Israel and Judah, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, a leader of the people, a leader of them from death to life, to God, out of the fall, out of the first man Adam, a bringer in of righteousness, peace and joy and truth and grace, to all that believe and receive him. But they who hate the light, it is their condemnation. The light, Christ, the covenant of God, is the leader of the people out of the fall, out of all deceit to God, and it is sufficient. It is the end of the prophets and the apostles' teaching, the fountain of life, in which everyone sees life. Principle, has every man a light sufficient to bring him to God, when you come to God only by Christ? If there is a light sufficient within for the enjoyment of life, for direction to the Father, the fountain of life. The Holy Ghost said, you shall teach no more every man his neighbor. You do not need any man to teach you. He does not speak absolutely and strictly. So here is an accuser denying the scriptures that conflict with his opinion again. All scriptures are compatible. If you have to disregard one to maintain your understanding, then you don't understand the ones you think you do. Answer. To Jews and Gentiles who witness the new covenant of God promised, the law in their hearts, it is absolute. They need not say to one another, know the Lord, in the covenant of life and peace with God, in him by whom the world was made before it was made. But those who have these words in a form are those who set up heaps of teachers for themselves. The apostles in their teachings to all nations were ambassadors of this covenant, declaring the substance to the bringing people off from all teachers, so that they did not need to be taught by any man to know the Lord. And the light, Christ, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, is sufficient to guide to eternal life, and he who believes in it shall not abide in darkness, but shall have the light of life and shall come out of condemnation. And he who hates it abides in darkness and does not know where he goes. And it is sufficient to let every man see his salvation. For I will give him for a covenant of light, said God, he shall be my salvation to the ends of the earth, the covenant of light, that enlightens every man that comes into the world. Principle, what Christ and the apostles say, swear not at all neither by heaven nor earth nor any other oath, they did not mean as they spoke but that men should swear, and they did not speak against all swearing. And the Quakers may blush, for it is as if God should not speak as he meant by Moses in the law. So here is a minister denying the scriptures that conflict with his opinion again. Now he dares to correct Christ, saying, he did not mean what he spoke. He has placed his own opinions above the words of Christ. Answer. Christ and the apostles meant as they spoke, to what state and condition they spoke, the words were truth to that state if it was by parables or patterns or figures. Now Christ, being the end of oaths and types, said, do not swear at all, who is the covenant of God, the end of the prophets, of Abraham, of David, of Solomon, of Jacob, of Joseph, of oaths and swearing. Angels must bow to him who said, do not swear at all. The apostles preached this covenant, this oath of God, Christ Jesus, and the apostle that was in the doctrine of Christ told them, above all things, my brethren, do not swear at all. But in all your communication, let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more comes from evil. And they spoke as they meant, for those who broke the doctrine of Christ came into condemnation. Now apostates and hypocrites and false brethren may swear, who are out of the light, the covenant of God, who have the form of godliness and deny the power. And such are antichrists, against his doctrine, and wrest the scriptures to their own destruction, and say that Christ and God and the apostles did not mean as they spoke. But God did mean as he spoke when he spoke to Abraham, and Christ meant as he spoke when he said, "Do not swear at all." And the apostle meant as he spoke, "My brethren, above all things, do not swear at all." Principle: we are ministers under the new covenant and have the allowance of the gospel, and the tithes only being designed to us, we may with a good conscience take them. And the tithes are not in themselves ceremonial. Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. If there is not a maintenance settled out to the ministry, we know we cannot subsist to do service to their souls without a worldly support, a sufficient maintenance. They call us greedy dogs, because nursing fathers and mothers have provided for our nourishment a maintenance for us. To work or to beg are two straits, of which the world might be ashamed, but especially the saints. Answer: the world would not be ashamed, nor the saints, to see you work, who have taken the people's bread for whom you do no work, and the saints witness against you. The prophets, Christ, and the apostles declare such to be greedy dogs, who can never have enough. And Christ came to put an end to tithes before the law, to tithes in the law, to a priesthood made by the law, which had a command to take tithes, whose is a priesthood forever after the order of Melchizedek, who was the similitude and likeness, and not after the order of Aaron, who continues a priest forever. And so when the first priesthood was ended, tithes and all ended, and the command that gave them and the priesthood, Christ, who was before Abraham was, reigns over the house of Jacob and Melchizedek that Abraham paid tithes to, the similitude and likeness, which Christ is the end of. Here is the rock and the substance. "This is my beloved Son, hear him," said God, who was in the bosom of the Father. So those who know him, come to preach the gospel and live off the gospel, who breaks down the earthly part and opens the hearts of people, who breaks down the earthly part and reaches to the seed. As for your nursing fathers and mothers, those who give you maintenance, else you could not continue your ministry without a worldly support, that is what has held you up so long, and who are willing to fly to the old worship, among whom the tenths were paid, and so are roving up and down in sheep's clothing for your own ends to get maintenance. And if that falls, your ministry falls. Your nursing father and mother was the Pope. The Pope was the author that set forth your tenths at the first, since the apostasy from the apostles, and since the apostles' doctrine has been lost. Therefore that life the apostles were in, people have now come to, by which you are seen and comprehended. And a worldly support is not what holds up the ministry, but Christ, who is with them to the end of the world. And those who preach his gospel live of it, and they are far above shaming the saints or the world either, for maintenance. But you have both shamed yourselves, and the saints are ashamed of you, and many of the world and your own hearers are ashamed of you, and will not justify your practices. And so you have shown your consciences who take the tenths, that you are not exercised with the light, neither are in the mystery of the faith, which gives to see the end of all changeable things. And are you not begging with your petitions for more maintenance? Are you not begging with your petitions flying up and down for globulins and augmentations to the powers of the earth? Are you not begging by sending for writs, summoning up to the courts people that you do no work for? This shame has been the end of your fruits. Globulins were income-producing property owned by the parish church, leased to others, of which the priest received a major portion. Principle: he who scorns to make use of the labors of men for his improvement in the things of God shows himself proud. If there is occasion to make use of human authors, which we offer to our hearers. Answer: human authors are from the earth, from the fallible nature. To mix and mingle that with what is received from God shows that he does not have discerning, and makes that insufficient that he has received from God. And this is contrary to the apostles. What the saints of the Lord had delivered, they did not mix with men's enticing words of wisdom, neither did they speak it in the words which man's wisdom taught, but what the Holy Ghost taught them. Therefore, this is to teach from men's labors or human authors. For men's labors and the human author's inventions come from that nature which imprisons the seed of God. So that is not agreeable to what is received from God, but everyone's words there shall be his burden. Human authors are not to be mixed with the word of God, for the word is pure, and nothing is to be added to or taken from it. He who does shall be proved a liar, and the higher power is not human nor infallible. Principle: Paul and Peter were instructed by a direct revelation, which we are not so presumptuous as to expect or to make the apostles' condition our condition. Human learning will not acquaint us with the mind of God, yet being sanctified, it is a great assistance to that end. The accuser, never receiving a revelation from God, assumes no one else can either. The reason he has never received a revelation is because he has run ahead of his guide, not following, not being taught. Jesus describes the problem. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into a ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone who is perfect, purified, restored to the spiritual image of God, specifically authorized, and perfected, will be like his master. Luke 6:39-42. If someone is made perfect, it is only by the power of God's teaching, changing grace, and one is taught by God through revelation. And when the disciple's teaching is complete, the disciple is perfect, like the master, Christ, fully capable of teaching himself. But until perfected by the master, a disciple who teaches is a blind guide, leading others into the ditch, of whom Jesus said, "Leave them." Of course, this self-appointed minister, masquerading as a minister of Christ, would deny these scriptures too. Answer: are you not in the presumption, and do you not usurp authority, to preach or to teach, who do not have direct revelation as the apostles had, but have gotten their words and are out of their power? Are not all who are not in the power of the words of the apostles, those who are to be turned away from by the command of the apostle? Are not all who are in the power of God, and the life that the prophets, Christ, and the apostles were in the direct revelation of God? Can any know the scriptures, or the truth given forth from the Spirit of truth, learned of God the Father of truth, except by the direct revelation of the Spirit of God, which reveals the things of God? And you speak of study and prayer. Can any divide the word correctly or pray correctly but in the Spirit? Wherever that is there not direct revelation from God? You call this presumption to be in the revelation that the apostles were in. But it is presumption to meddle with their words, and not to be in the condition they were in, that is presumption, and to usurp authority. And so you are those who have gotten up since the days of the apostles, ravening inwardly from the Spirit of God that they were in, and have sheep's clothing, who Christ said should come, and John saw had come, and went forth from them. Since the days of the apostles, the world has gone after you. Except for those who have their names written in the book of life before the foundation of the world, and keep Jesus' testimony. Human learning does not help in the way and things of God, as it is in itself, but as the Spirit opens through all things, and beyond all things, and comprehends all languages and sees before languages were. That is it which ministers to the spirits in prison, and that is not called human learning, which sees over languages and beyond languages, and comes to have power over tongues, languages, and speeches, and sees before they were. Principle. Custom has made it the civility of our language, to say thee to one, and not to say you to a superior, except it be a familiar. It is no great fault to respect men's persons. And the scripture only makes men wise to salvation. And it is a pernicious error in placing justification and salvation in righteousness within. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin, and are convicted by the law as transgressors. James 2:9-10, respect of persons means to show partiality to certain persons. Answer, that the righteousness of Christ might be fulfilled in us, and where Christ is within, there is sanctification, and there is justification, and there is salvation known, for there is no salvation known nor felt without, but first it is found within. Faith evidences it, the Spirit witnessing, the Spirit comes to witness it, the light sees it, and this is within. And so those who have these words of righteousness, of sanctification, of justification without, and not within, are in the error, and none know them without, but first they know them within. And you to a superior, and thee to a familiar. Is not God the superior, the supreme? Do you say thee to God? Do you esteem man higher in a place beyond God? Is this not ambition, and pride, and presumption, and foolishness? Must you not come to be judged here, and be humbled for your miscarriages? And thee to a familiar, a person of low degree, can you speak more familiarly to God than to man? Thee to him and you to man, is this righteous and sound speech that cannot be condemned? Do you not show in this that you never learned either the Accidents grammar book or the Bible? He who respects persons commits sin. You do respect the poor and the rich in your words, and are by the law reproved to be a transgressor, and are out of the faith that is held without respect of persons. As for the rest of all your lies and hard expressions in your book, they shall come upon yourself and be a heavy burden to you. The day hastens upon you quickly. I speak to the witness of God in your conscience, which will let you see that it would have been better for you if you had never opened your mouth than to have exposed your nakedness to the nation. This is not the way to convert souls, to rail, for railing never converted any, but brought them into a form out of the power, and so increased knowledge which was their sorrow. R. Sherlock's principles as follows. Principle. He said, they do not attain the knowledge and understanding of the gospel by the same means as the apostles did. He said, we preach the same gospel as the apostles preached, but do not attain to the knowledge and understanding of this gospel by the same means. Answer. What the apostles received, they received from God. So by you not receiving it from the same means, you have received it from men and not from God. Principle. He said, the apostles were eyewitnesses and understood by direct revelation from God, inspired with the gift of the Spirit more than any man could hope for since. And he said, they do not pretend any such gift, nor depend upon any such direct miraculous revelation from heaven. Answer. Then all may see now in this that what you have received has been from man, not from heaven directly, not the gifts of the Spirit, nor have received the gospel by the same means the apostles did, who are not the eyewitnesses, as the apostles were. Neither have you attained to the same knowledge and understanding that the apostles did, nor received it from heaven. Now let all people question whether it is the same gospel, which is not received from heaven, nor directly, nor by revelation. For the gospel is direct, which is the power of God. Rom 1:16. Those who understand the gospel are in the same power, understanding, knowledge, and direct revelation from heaven that the apostles were in, and those who are in another cannot understand that gospel. He confesses to the nation, in his answer to some queries, and in his discourse upon the Holy Spirit, that they do not have the same knowledge, gift, nor direct revelation as the apostles had. So he has made himself manifest, and the rest of the priests, that he is in the apostasy, and does not have the gospel the apostles had. Principle, he said, page 11, an external means enables them to open the meaning of the gospel. Answer. An external means does not open the eternal. This all may judge who are in the fear of God, and that is what keeps them from being deceived and seduced. He said, the external opens the eternal, which is false. For the eternal opens the external, and the gospel is eternal, and what reaches to the soul, which is immortal, and all those are seduced and seducers who think and say that the external must open the eternal. Principle, he said, learned men are those who must give the sense of the scripture. Answer. Pilate was a learned man and had Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, and knew not the sense of the scripture who crucified Christ. The learning of God is what knows the scriptures by the Spirit that gave them forth, and not the confounded natural languages. And the query to him was, whether any were to be called master? His answer is, master is a title of civil honor. A Pharisee, a transgressor of Christ's commands, Matt 23, who tramples upon Christ's command and his doctrine, and makes the doctrine of Christ uncivil. This is your lordship and usurped authority, who would lord it over God's heritage, but he is throwing you out as dung upon the face of the earth. Principle, he said, the Pharisees paid tithes when they neglected the law of God. Answer, do you not all do the same? Is this not your condition, who take tithes, whose fruits in the nation make it manifest? The apostle said the priesthood that took tithes was changed, and the apostles denied the Pharisees that took them. But you take them by compulsion and imprison those until death, if you cannot get them. And in this, you are worse than the Pharisees and first priesthood that took tithes, who denied Christ had come in the flesh. Principle. He said that children are of the kingdom of God, and yet they must be born again before they can enter into the kingdom of God. Page 17, and sprinkling of infants is baptism. Answer, there is no scripture for sprinkling of infants, an invention of the Roman sect. He said, Christ commanded both his disciples and them to take and eat this, and yet they never heard his voice. Principle, he said, to give an answer without imagination or consequence is without reason or judgment. Answer, there is a reason and a judgment out of imaginations and consequences to be given, which is in truth, and out of the doubtful dispute. Principle, he said, while men are upon the earth, the body of sin is not wholly subdued. Answer, contrary to the apostles' doctrine, who said, they were made free from sin. And this is to deny the circumcision that puts off the body of sin. This is to keep out of Christ the second Adam, in the first Adam, in the fall. Principle, he said, The contents of the gospel are things of the Spirit of God attained by external means, and the apostles were called by God directly, which he said, no man must hope for since. Answer. Then you have all followed your own spirits, and are found among the number of the false prophets, and those who ran ahead of the Lord like Nimrod, and the Lord never spoke to them. And the things of the gospel and of the Spirit are not attained by external means. Principle, he said, we must not look for a direct, extraordinary, miraculous teaching from the Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will instruct sinners in the way. He will guide the meek in what is right, and he will teach the humble his way. Psalm 25:8-9, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 32:8, this is what the Lord your protector, the Holy One of Israel, says. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you how to succeed, who leads you by the way that you should go. Isaiah 48:17, however, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. John 16:13, but the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit and whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. John 14:26, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Matt 11:29, answer. Yet he said, all men are taught by God. What confusion is here? The grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to all men and teaches us, and this he calls an outward teaching by the Lord Jesus Christ. Is what brings salvation outward? All in truth may judge this and try your spirit. And the teachings of the Lord are not indirect but extraordinary, above all yours, who are men gotten up since the days of the apostles. Principle. He said, they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord, but they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. And he said again, the most knowing man has not attained such a perfection of knowledge in his gift as not to need teaching. Answer, so he is one who does not believe in the promise. Those who love are of God, and those who love know God, and those who do not love God do not know God. Here are the spirits of the world made manifest, and the Spirit of God and his saints from your confusion, so those who know God are taught by him. Principle, he said, the anointing within people is a measure of spiritual wisdom. Answer. And yet they attain to the gospel by external means. It is only those who give heed to such spirits as these, who go away from the anointing within them, and do not take heed to the anointing, so go from the eternal means to the external means, and from the direct to the indirect. But they are now tried by the direct and seen to be such as the apostle saw come in, who have since been over the world. But they are now made manifest. Principle, he said, sprinkling of infants is God's ordinance. Answer. For which they have no scripture, but a tradition, which has been taught to men as a doctrine, by those who cannot show where God commanded it. Principle, he said, page 31, as for the spirit within, we are not so blindfolded to follow the dictates thereof. And we draw men from the spirit within. It is human learning that distinguishes the naked truth by which it is clearly seen, and calls those blind who say otherwise and cannot distinguish persons from houses. He confesses, it is contentious to go to law. What? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. 1 Cor 6:19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, F3:17, do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. 2 Cor 13:5, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Gal 4:6, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. 1 John 2:27, answer. Here he has given judgment upon all the priests, the rest of his fellows, who in most parts of the nation are troubling people for tithes and their maintenance. And you are blindfolded who lead people from the spirit within, who are ravened from it, and have the sheep's clothing. Human learning is from the earth, from the ground, and that cannot distinguish the naked truth, and with which the Pharisees could not see Christ, as you cannot see the light which has enlightened every man that comes into the world, nor the sons of God who are led by the Spirit. Principle, he said, the scripture was given forth in the Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, which we truly say is the original. And to attain spiritual wisdom by depending upon miraculous revelation from heaven is tempting the good Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit can reveal understandings in any language. But for centuries, Bible colleges have taught from Hebrew, Greek, and Latin biblical texts, desperately trying to understand the true meaning of the scriptures. If the Holy Spirit were helping in Bible study, Greek, Hebrew, and Latin would not be needed, proving Jesus does not teach you while reading the Bible. Jesus didn't criticize the Pharisees for the way they were searching the scriptures. He criticized them for spending time searching the scriptures instead of coming to him. You have to go to your closet, get quiet, and listen. Be still, and know that I am God. Psalm 46, 10. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. Zech 2, 13. Answer. Here he is contrary to the apostle. What he had received from the Lord he declared, and David, and all the prophets of God, waited upon the Lord for counsel and teaching and revelation. And this he calls a temptation, whereas no one knows the Son but by revelation, nor the Father, nor the Scripture, not a Hebrew, nor a Greek, nor a Latinist. But those who think to find it out by natural languages are in the temptation, away from the Spirit of God that reveals the deep things of God, which to all you inward raveners is miraculous. And as for the rest of your confusion and lies, they are not worth mentioning, but shall cover you. In the day of your judgment, the witness shall answer and manifest your clothing. John Wallace, priest of Kendall, William Moore, priest of Kellett, and priest Walker, their principles are as follows. Principle, they say, that the devil is transforming himself into an angel of light, and this is to oppose the light of Christ. Answer. The light which every man that comes into the world is enlightened with is what Satan is out of, and in you who are out of the light, which Christ enlightens every man that comes into the world with, may Satan transform himself, who transformed before the apostles' decease. And since their decease it has been he who has made this work among all creatures, under whose power you are, in the night of the apostasy. And he has been the cause of destroying people, who is out of the light in which is the unity. To sing without the Spirit, to sing words made ready to hand, the Jews could do that, whose songs were to be turned into howling. But to sing in the Spirit, there is the melody made to the Lord, where hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs are known. But to say that Christ and the apostles sung David's psalms turned into meter as you do now, a thing made ready to their hands, this would make it as though the apostles and Christ could not sing without David's psalms, and would put everyone beside the Spirit. For Christ was Lord of David, and the apostles preached the end of David, and in that they sung. And every man that comes into the world has a light from Christ, and what may be known of God is manifested within man, though Jews and Gentiles are away from it, guiding all minds, it will bring them to sing in the Spirit, as David, Solomon, Christ, the apostles, and the saints. And in this let all make melody to the Lord in their hearts, all having motion and breath from the Lord. So let all praise the Lord in the Spirit, and in it sing to him, who move and live, and have their being in him. Gon Eglesfield's principles as follows. Principle, that his call into the ministry is indirect. Not called directly by God? Answer, so he is not a minister made by the will of God, which is direct, nor a minister made by the Spirit, which is direct. Indirect is natural, and the natural man cannot know the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. Principle, and he said, the law has not changed that gave tithes. Answer, the law of God is changed, and the commandment disannulled, though the Pope set up another law, since the apostasy from the apostles. Ambrose Dickinson's principles as follows. Principle, he said, that there is nothing within man but what puts him on a covenant of works. Answer. There is faith within man that works by love, and there is Christ within man, and God will dwell in man and walk in man, and the Son of God is revealed within. Do you liken all these to things without in the covenant of works, which ends them all and was before they were? Principle, he said, there is no knowledge of Christ in this generation except by the Scripture. Answer. Many may have the Scriptures and not know Christ, they will not give the knowledge of Christ. What comes from him and shines in the heart gives the knowledge of Christ the light. And the Jews had the Scriptures, but did not have the knowledge of Christ, as you do not know the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, the ear being stopped to that of God in you, and your eyes closed. The Scripture is not the Spirit, and the letter of it cannot give life. Principle, John Stockdale said, the Scriptures must try the spirits. Answer. The Spirit was before the Scriptures were, and the Jews had the Scriptures, yet did not know Christ, but crucified him, and the Spirit must try the spirits that gave forth Scriptures. Principle, he said, the Spirit and the Scriptures are one and the same thing. Following his error, since the Spirit and God are one, then God is Scripture, then Jesus is a book. Then you can buy God and Jesus and carry them around in your pocket. Then you can sell God and make a profit. The devil and the evil men, Ahab, speaking in the Bible, are also God. It is ludicrous to equate the Spirit and scriptures, and only illustrates how void of even basic understanding the writer is. Answer: scriptures are writings, as the priests and professors say, and Christ was before they were given forth, who owns it, and is when it ends and is fulfilled. Principal, Priest Haywood in Lancashire said, it was blasphemy to say that the church was in God. Answer: contrary to the apostle, one who said, the church was in God. Principal: again he said, it was blasphemy to say that God dwelt or walked in his saints. Answer: contrary to the apostle in 2 Cor 6, 16, 1 Cor 3, 16, who said, God will dwell in you and walk in you, and you are the temples of God. Christopher Wade's book called Quakery Slain. His principles follow. Principal, he said in page 3, oh horrible, to say the infallible Spirit must open the scriptures. Answer: he has shut himself out from the Spirit that gave forth scriptures and must open them again, in which is the unity, and that is infallible. And he who has the Spirit of God has what is infallible, and he who does not have the Spirit is none of his. So out of the infallibility, where you are, in the horrible state. Principal, he said, it is whimsical to say, Christ, God and man, flesh and spirit is in them. Answer: contrary to the apostles' doctrine, who said, they were of his flesh and of his bone, and Christ in you, and he would walk in them. And he who does not have the Spirit of Christ is none of his, and they are of his flesh and of his bone, and Christ in you, the hope of glory. Principal, he said, it is a devilish doctrine not to forsake quaking and trembling. Answer: so in this you may say, it is a devilish doctrine for Paul to have said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Phil 2:12. Salvation must be wrought out by trembling and quaking, so you show you never knew salvation, for before men have salvation wrought out, they must know trembling and quaking. You have shut yourself out from Moses and David's condition, and those who the Lord regards tremble at his word. Principle. He said, flesh and bone cannot be a measure in one, and a measure in another. Answer: whereas the apostle said, we are of his flesh and of his bone. Here you are contrary to the apostle, and they were more than one who had the flesh of Christ and his bone and his spirit. Principal, he cries, O Luciferian pride to save souls? Answer: what good does all your preaching do? Here you spoil all the rest of the priests and show yourself to be contrary to the apostles, who watched for the soul and saved souls, who turned people from a multitude of sins. Principal. He said, God the Father never took upon him human nature. Answer: contrary to the scripture which said, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and you are ignorant of the great mystery, God manifest in the flesh, and his name is called the Everlasting Father. As for the word human, which is from the ground, it comes from your own knowledge, which is earthly. Christ took upon him the seed of Abraham and David, according to the flesh, and this is scripture language. Principle. He said, the Holy Ghost is a person, and that there was a trinity of three persons before Christ was born. Answer: you do not know him who is in the Father and the Father in him, glorified with the Father before the world began. The scriptures do not tell people of a trinity, nor three persons, but the common prayer mass book speaks of three persons, brought in by your Father the Pope, and the Father, the Word, and Holy Spirit was always one. Principle. He compares direct revelation from heaven to the false prophet's dreams. And again he said, the scriptures is the word of God. Answer: here he fights with the rest of his fellows, who say, scriptures signify writings, and writings are not God, but the scriptures of truth are God's words, which Christ, the Word, fulfills. They are not the word of God which you have blasphemously affirmed, but Christ is the word of God. And those who deny revelations are out of the fear of God and the Spirit, and do not know the Son or the Father who are only known by revelation, but are among the false prophets and false dreamers. Principle, he said, the scriptures are the word, except you dare to deny Christ is God. And he brings a scripture, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Answer: so he makes the scripture Christ and God, and he does not say, let Christ dwell in you, but he means the scripture to dwell in you. God dwells in you, and the apostle said, let Christ dwell in your hearts by faith, and God will dwell in you, but you say, Christ does not dwell in them personally. Does Christ not dwell in his saints, as he is in the person of the Father, the substance? Are they not of his flesh and of his bone? Principle: those who hear the word of God do not hear the Son. The Holy Scriptures are the indirect word of God. Answer: now all people, wherever did you read of an indirect word of God? Does not the word of God endure forever, and is it indirect? He calls God Heavenly Father, and admits he never heard his voice, nor his Son's, and denies direct teachings. He who knows the Spirit that gave forth scriptures, hears the Son. Principle, he said, God limits the Supreme Holy One by the inspired writings of the apostles, and that is his third dispensation of his mind to men. And he said, they are taught by inspired scriptures, which is indirect, not by letter, which is literally the letters or letter. Answer, inspired scriptures and yet indirect. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and the spirit inspires, but the letter does not. God's teaching is by his spirit, and the Holy One is not limited by the words of the apostles, who fulfills them, and many words the apostles spoke which were not written. Principle, and he calls the devil the tutor to say, not made minister of the letter. Answer, so we speak the apostles' words, and he makes the devil the apostles' tutor, who was not a minister of the letter, but of the spirit, who said, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. And whoever says this, who makes the devil the apostles' tutor, it is a lie and his own. And the devil is the tutor of the ministers of the letter, and not of the spirit, who can run into it, who are out of the truth. Principle, he speaks of a moral law. Answer, which he has no scripture for, the scripture speaks no such thing, but he darkens counsel by his words. Principle, he said, the scripture contains the indirect inspired teachings, written word of God that was and is God. This man has just stated that the scriptures are God. Perhaps to him, the scriptures were the only God he knew, at least until he died, and then he met the real God, who definitely is not a book. Answer. The scriptures say, the heaven of heavens cannot contain him, and God and Christ were before any written words were. And the indirect teaching of the whole scripture letter he speaks of, which he calls God and Christ, and all the indirect teaching is carnal, and the scriptures do not continue the direct teachings of God's inspiration, but testifies of those things. Principle, he said, the written word is the sword of the spirit. And he makes another rule besides the scriptures false. A book is not a two-edged sword, but Jesus had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in full strength. Rev 1:16. This is Jesus. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. Rev 19:13. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. F 6:17. But the Word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it. That is the Word of faith which we preach. Rom 10:8. Answer. Which we say is the Spirit who gave them forth, by which peace is known upon the Israel of God. And the Pharisees had the scriptures, but did not have the sword of the Spirit. The scriptures testify of the sword of the Spirit. Principle, he said, it is a lie to say the saints shall judge the world. Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? 1 Cor 6:2. The reason he cannot believe the above scripture is because he is not a true saint. A true saint does not judge out of his own mind, he judges exactly like Jesus judged. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, John 5:30, answer. So he would make Christ and the apostles liars, and would take the judgment from the Son, and make Christ at a distance from the saints. So he is ignorant of the saints and Christ both, and does not know the time of the saints judging when the Lord has come, but stands in the counsels of his own heart and in the hidden things of darkness. Principle, he said, no saint can be a judge of the world. Answer. Contrary to 1 Cor 6:2, where the apostle said, do you not know the saints shall judge the world? And you say, they do not abide in the truth who believe it, so have shown your ignorance, and are one of those who are judged by the saints. Principle, he denies the Son of God to be revealed in man only by adoption, and cries against equality with the Father. As he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them, as you have loved me. John 17:23, I in you, that they also may be one in us. John 17:21, the glory which you gave me I have given them. John 17:22, neither do I pray for these alone, but also for those also who will believe in me through their word teachings. John 17:20, answer. And that is contrary to the apostle, who had the Son of God revealed in him. The assembly of divines gave forth a catechism, which children, old and young, were to learn, and said, the Holy Ghost and Son were equal in substance, and power and glory with the Father. What? Then all that have the Son and the Holy Ghost have what is equal in power and glory with the Father. In this you have not only judged yourself, but all the assembly of divines at Westminster, 1649. A divine was someone who had been educated in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, supposedly then able to understand scriptures better than anyone else, thus a divine. George Fox loved to ridicule their claim, stating that based on that qualification, Pontius Pilate was the first divine who wrote a sign in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin that said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." John 19:18-19. An education in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew is absolutely no help in learning from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is smart enough to teach you in any language or dialect in the world. Principle: it is a false thing to say Christ's person is in man. Answer: which is as much as to say, none are of his flesh, of his bone, nor eat it, nor had his substance. Principle: for denying all meritorious works that cast men out from enjoying anything from God for their salvation. Answer: and here they are turned to the Pope, who are in their own meritorious works, out of the faith that works by love. Principle: and there is no other way to salvation but by meritorious works. This is the Roman Catholic doctrine of salvation. They designate certain of their membership as saints after a post-death investigation into their life to see if their works qualified to be saints. All other Roman Catholics must go to purgatory and then enter heaven. Answer: there is no man who attains salvation by his own meritorious works and his own will, but those who attain salvation come to the light which Christ has enlightened them with and eventually produce works that are prompted and energized by God, which is why a purified Christian is created, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, lawless deeds, sin, and purify for himself a people who are his very own, zealous for good works. Tit 2:14. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, F2:10. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. 1 Cor 13:2-3. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision benefits anything except faith, which is energized and demonstrated by works, thus operating through love. Gal 5:6. But he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, affected, formed, prompted, energized through God. John 3:21. Be watchful and keep awake, and strengthen the things that remain which are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Rev 3:2. Principle: he calls that satanic to say, as he is, so are we in this present world. Answer: contrary to John, who said, as he is, so are we in this present world, so you have denied John's words. Principle: that God excludes all works wrought in man and by man by whatever spirit. Answer: so here is your spirit tried. Here works are totally excluded without any distinction, and so the works of God and Christ his Son are excluded by you. The apostle tells them, work out their salvation with fear and trembling, which he opposes and gives another sense to it. The works of God, Christ, and the Spirit are not denied by us, as you do by the devil which is in you. James said, faith without works is dead. James 2:17. James further said, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. James 2:24. Paul said, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. Peter said, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Acts 10:35. Peter again, make every effort with great diligence to add to your faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness. 2 Pet 1:5. Paul again, I declared that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. Acts 26:20. To those who by patient persistence in well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. Glory, honor, and peace are to every man who works good. Rom 2:7-11. Jesus said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. Repentance requires effort on your part. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matt 16:27. I am he who searches the minds and the hearts, and I will give to each of you according to your works. Rev 2:23. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Rev 3:19. Zealous is ardent desire, enthusiastic. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Matt 11:29. If any man desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. Rev 3:15-16. I have not found your works perfect before God. Rev 3:2-3. He wants perfect works energized by faith. Paul again, Charge those who are rich in this world not to be high-minded, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Charge that they do good to become rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. 1 Tim 6:17-18. If you live in a prosperous industrialized nation, you are rich relative to the rest of the world. So be rich in good works. Paul said, glory, honor, and peace are to every man who works good. Rom 2:10. God's grace and salvation are provided to create a people dedicated to good works. Again, Paul said, the purpose of grace, to purify a peculiar people zealous for good works. Titus 2:11-14. Paul states God's purpose in salvation. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, F2:10, and the words of John in Revelation, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, that is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them, and every man was judged according to his works. Rev 20:12-13. Here, Jesus said, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter, and will not be able to. Luke 13:24, Matt 7:13-14, the false gospel of grace would have you believe striving is unnecessary. Yet Jesus ordered us to strive, exert much effort energy. And further, he said many would seek to enter and not be able to, they were still sinning. Principle, to be justified by Christ alone, he calls it a justified self-Quaker. Answer, there is no man self-denied and justified in the light of God, but by Christ alone. Those who are not justified by Christ alone are in themselves. Principle, it is against the scriptures to say men must be without sin and that men must be perfect. Answer. That is contrary to the scriptures, for they mention that there were just men, perfect men, and holy men upon earth. Those who gave forth scriptures were holy men. And Paul spoke wisdom among those who were perfect. And Joseph was a righteous man. And the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin, and are perfected by the one offering forever. Mark the word are, and he who is born of God does not commit sin. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 1, for Jesus said, therefore, be perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matt 5:48. This is the scripture that most people don't want to acknowledge. Various rationalizations have been proposed, including, he didn't really mean perfect perfect. Yet he says be perfect, like God is perfect, a definitive clarification of perfect. The next rationalization is, it is humanly impossible to be perfect. Correct. Without the supernatural changing power of God, it is impossible. But that is exactly what Jesus came to open up, the changing grace of God available to anyone who believes in his name, and then goes to him to listen to and obey his word and light that is within each of us, waiting to teach and change us. Jesus wants to change us to be like himself. He wants to clone his spirit into us, changing us to be like him, perfect. We crucify our sinful spirit of selfishness, and he replaces it with his one command at a time that we hear him speak and we obey. Therefore, leaving the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Heb 6:1, and his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. F 4:11-13. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Rev 3:2. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Heb 12:23. We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong, and our prayer is for your perfection. 2 Cor 13:9. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace. 2 Cor 13:11. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. 1 John 2, 5 In this abiding or dwelling in God, love is brought to perfection so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4, 17 Jesus said, The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Luke 6, 40 Principle. He makes people believe that false prophets and antichrists have only come as of now. Answer. Which Christ said should come in Matt 24:24, and John saw they had come, 1 John 2:18. And in the Revelation he saw the world go after them, one of whom he is the accuser above is also an antichrist. But the Quakers own only one Christ, which is the seed, which is now risen on top of them all, and witness the Lamb. He who was dead is alive and lives forevermore. Principle. That the Quakers are of the devil. Answer. But it has been the devil in him that has testified against the Quakers, and so makes his kingdom divided against itself. And it is Christ that is in the Quakers, and has appeared, that cannot be shaken, whom he calls Beelzebub, like some of his old fathers, but his reward will be according to his works. Principle, he said, no other people upon the earth go about to save souls but the Quakers. Answer. So he has judged himself and all the people upon the face of the earth to be deceivers of souls and not savers of souls. But the Quakers are so, the preservers and savers of souls, and yet he calls them equivocating, deluding hypocrites. But he has proved himself and all others to be so, except Quakers. Principle, he denies and says, that the saints' bodies are not Christ's body. Answer, then how are they Christ's? How does he dwell in them? Then how are they of his flesh and of his bone? How brutish you have become in knowledge! Has not he bought them with a price? So are they not his? Principle, he said, that neither God's essence nor the heaven nor Christ's person was in Peter's holy body. Answer, but the apostle said, God will dwell in you and walk in you, and Christ in you. And again he said, our citizenship is in heaven. And here you are striving against the apostle's doctrine. And the beast is blaspheming against the temple of God and those who dwell in heaven. And thus you wrangle with the apostle, who said Christ was in them, and is not his power what you call his essence. Principle, he says, there is not whole Christ, God and man in men. Answer, then how must men grow up in the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ? And Christ and God will dwell in man and walk in man, God that made all things and Christ by whom all things were made. Principle, he said, it is a shame for the Quakers to say, as he is, so are we in this world. Answer. Which are the apostles' words, and the apostle was not ashamed to speak them, but you who live in the power of darkness are ashamed to hear them. Principle, he said, Christ has not appeared unto the saints in his second coming to them, much less in them. Answer. Contrary to the apostles' doctrine, call to, and Christ said, he would dwell in them. And the apostle said, the Son of God has come. And Christ said, he would come again to the apostles, which he did, according to his word. And God did dwell in them and walk in them. And John in his epistle said, the Son of God has come. Principle, and he said, the saints are not as Christ is. Answer. So he denies John's doctrine, who said, as he is, so are we in this present world. Principle, and he said, the righteous man sins 7 times a day, and that David nor any man living was justified in the sight of God at any time, so long as he was a living man upon earth, and that the prophets were not made free from sin. Answer. There is no scripture that said, a righteous man sins 7 times a day, and David said his sins were removed from him as far as the east is from the west. And yet you say, David was never at any time free from sin, of having sin in him while he was upon the earth. And God said, I have found David a man after my own heart, fulfilling all my will. So here he was justified. And the apostle said in Rom 6:22 that they were made free from sin, and were justified by faith in Christ Jesus. Principle, he said, Paul was not made free from all sin. Answer, Paul said he had kept the faith. He had kept what purifies and gives victory over sin, and yet he goes about to disprove Paul's words and said, Paul had sinned when he had finished his course. So his great work is to prove the saints sinners, but they witness against him. And he charges Job, Paul, and David with sin, whom God justified and said, Job did not sin with his mouth. And though Paul cried out of the body of sin, yet he found victory over the body of sin and knew the redemption which the creatures waited for, the liberty of the sons of God. And said, they were made free from sin, in Rom 6:22, and they were justified from all things, and by the one offering forever he had sanctified. Because the Quakers on the light Christ, and have come into the Spirit that gave forth scriptures, and have heard the voice of the Son of God, and deny all those who say they have not heard the voice of the Son of God, and Christ to be in them. Therefore, he said, they have forsaken the truth, because they deny those who have the form and are out of the life, and despise and deny the power that shakes what is to be shaken. For no one knows salvation except by the light. Principle, he said, God did not come in his spiritual essence with his Son on the earth, and said that God the Father was not in his spirit with his Son upon the earth. Answer. The scripture said, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily, and the Father is in the Son, and the Son is in the Father, I in you and you in me. So he was not alone, but the Father was with him. Principle, he said, the Quakers are lying deluders in saying the kingdom of heaven is within them. Answer. That is contrary to Luke 27:20-21, which said, the kingdom of heaven is within you and around you, and it does not come with visible or observable signs. Principle. And he has not heard of any other people in the world taught directly by Christ, but the Quakers. Answer. And the two witnesses, as he calls them, he brings against truth, who oppose truth in London, so showing where he and all people are, who are taught by an indirect use of the scriptures, all may judge where that is. The devil rules those who have been indirectly taught by men, and all who are not taught directly are not taught by God, nor by his Spirit. When the Spirit of God teaches men, it leads them into all truth, it teaches them all things, and there is no differences in understanding. Therefore, all taught by God, if completed, are in unity of spirit, with one heart and soul, with one mind and body, and with one faith. Now look at Christendom. Is there even one group today that has this oneness? Is there any one group today that loves each other like the Lord loved his disciples, so that the world would know his disciples? Is there one group that shows the power of God? Is there one group that is persecuted, like Jesus said his true followers would be, even killed by those thinking they were serving God? Yet the early Quakers of the 17th century exhibited all of the above. And for that, they were beaten, stoned, killed, imprisoned, exiled, hung, stripped of property, ridiculed, and treated as scum of the earth by the Episcopalians, Presbyterians, Baptists, Catholics, Congregationalists, and all other sects of that day. Exhibiting the same spirit that the apostles and early church were in, these men and women were viciously attacked in an attempt to destroy the convicting testimony of this brave people that stood up against the false sects of Christendom, and called her what she was, a whore led by the beast, populated by antichrists, worshiping Satan, all in the name of the Lord. Principle. This sort of people are for direct revelation, and it is dangerous for any man to trust to direct revelations and preach Christ within man. And the two witnesses preached Christ without. And this, he said, is a hellish snare to please every man's palate. Answer. And thus he may charge all the people of the Lord who were taught and are taught by the Lord. And thus he fights against those that were taught directly. And his teachings and man's teachings are indirect, and they are in the snare who are out of the direct teaching, and all who know God and the Son are taught directly by the Spirit who is direct. And so it is not a very strange thing that he should give forth so many ill-savored railing expressions, of which his book is stuffed full, against the people of God. His work in it is to charge the elect with sin, but we say, the Lord rebuke him. Principle, and he said, the saints are not at any time without sin, even when they were born of God. Answer. So true for the make-believe saints by imputation, not knowing the creatures coming into the liberty of the sons of God, nor the birth born of God. Principle, and said, sin is in the saints for their humiliation. This is a common myth. Sin keeps us humble, and that is why we are stuck in sin. Do you think the devil is humble? Since he is the author of sin, then he is the greatest sinner. Does this make the devil the most humble of all? Do you think God was happy when Adam sinned and fell from the life of God? Do you think God is so petty as to cause Adam to fall from grace so he could be less than God? This is a ludicrous myth, perpetrated by those blind guides trying to justify their income for leading the blind by saying that God wants us all blinded by sin to stay humble. To the contrary, God wants us free of sin, so our pride, which is of the world and not the Father, will be destroyed and we will have the fruit of the Spirit, which includes humility or meekness. Answer. Contrary to the scripture, which said, Christ is their humiliation and bears their sins and destroys it, which humility is not like man's, being brought down by sin, for sin exalts. Principle. That the inward man and the power of God in man never brings the outward man so subject as to be without sin. Answer. This we say, God wrought salvation by Christ alone without man's works, and those who believe in him are saved, and those who do not are condemned. And the power of God in Christ subdues sin in man and destroys it, so that man becomes the temple of God. Principle, his query is, whether God could not have saved man without Christ's dying? Answer. God can do what he will, who was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And Christ did not save the world without God. You have shown in your book stuffed with lies, by the filthy air that has come out of you, how you have been tormented, and that the devil was in you. And you say, you are saved by Christ outside you, and so have recorded yourself to be a reprobate and ignorant of the mystery of Christ within you, for without that you do not know salvation. And these before mentioned are your principles, which you have published in print to the nation, and all sober people may judge you. As for your lies, they are not worth mentioning, neither are they worth reading. But upon your own head will they fall, and a heavy burden you must bear, who goes about to sow discord among the brethren. But the accuser of the brethren is cast out. The witness shall answer me in the day of your judgment. Christopher Wade calls his book, Quakers Slain Irrecoverably. But he has slain himself irrecoverably, and the same judgment with which he judges us, he has brought upon himself. And the Quakers are recovered out of his snare, and have taken him in his own, and have chained him and bound him. Henry Hagar's book called The Holy Scripture Clearing Itself. His principles in it follow. Principle, David never boasted of perfection, nor Paul, nor John, and those who say they are free from sin, it is their whole work to carry away poor souls from truth. Love does not boast, so naturally those who were controlled by the spirit of love would not boast, despite the fact that they were perfect and counseled the church to perfection. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. 1 Kings 11, 4 But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. 1 John 2, 5 No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. 1 John 4, 12 Love has been perfect ed among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4, 17 Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Phil 3, 15 Until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. F 4, 13 Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Call 1, 28 Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Cor 7, 1 However we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. 1 Cor 2, 6 It appears the accuser is either extremely ignorant in the scripture, which he venerates, or he is deliberately attempting to deceive his reader in his desperation to retain his paying listeners. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Issa 8, 20 Answer. There is no one who comes into the truth, or any soul who comes out of the deceived estate, unless they first come out of sin and are made free from it, as the apostle speaks to the Romans, those who served God in a new life were made free from sin. God said Job was a perfect man and eschewed evil, and David said he had seen the end of all perfection, and Paul spoke wisdom among those who were perfect, and said the life that he lived was by the faith of the Son of God. Though the apostle had cried out of a body of sin, yet he said Christ was manifest in his flesh to condemn the sin in his flesh, and through Christ he had victory and witnessed the circumcision that put off the body of sin, and saw where there is no condemnation, as well as witnessed being crucified with Christ, so that he no longer lived, but Christ who was in him only lived. Principle: the scripture was the sure word of prophecy, and the scripture will bring men to the knowledge of God. So that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, Ephesians 1, 17. Knowledge of God comes from revelation, not scriptures. Scriptures point us to God, but only God can teach us about himself. Further on revelation of the knowledge of God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4, 6 Answer. The Spirit was their rule that gave forth the scripture, and the word of God gave them to discern and to savor who spoke the word of the Lord, and who stole their word from their neighbor when the Lord had never spoken to them. Where the Spirit was in the prison, where the Spirit was out of prison, with whom they had unity, and who had the form of godliness but denied the power, and who were the false spirits that went out into the world, and the antichrists, and the false prophets. And those who were turned from the faith, and those who lived in the faith, and those who quenched the Spirit and despised prophecy, and those who despised the Holy One and slaughtered the seed of God, and those who cast the law of God behind their backs. What recognized these conditions was the Spirit and the Word of God in their hearts, their anointing, which was their rule that led them to discern and savor, to try and taste and handle. This was the touchstone, and this was the rule, and this brought them to the knowledge of God. And those who had the scriptures did not have the knowledge of God without this, nor prophecy, as the Pharisees had scriptures, yet did not know Christ. Principle, to the law and to the testimony. The complete scripture is, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isa 8:20. The same hypocrites who deny the light being spiritual now bring a scripture that condemns them for denying the scriptures about the light, which says they conflict with what is written because there is no light in them. Answer. Yes, as we say, to the law and to the testimony, the law is the light. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. But it is cried in this our day, the letter is the light, among the ministers of the letter against the light, and they say prophecy has ceased, and so put the Old and New Testament for it, and bring Isa 8:20 for the law and testimony, which was before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But this is so that their ignorance may appear. Principle, and likewise, he said, there is not a righteous man upon the earth who does not sin. This man quotes Solomon from Ecclesiastes 7:20. This was the time of the law, which could make a man perfect, but who could still fall to sin again, as did David and Asaph. Certainly every man sins in his life, but even in Old Testament we have records of God's favor shown to men made perfect by him. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. 2 Chron 16:9. In addition to Jesus being unquestionably perfect, the scriptures tell us God considered perfect Enoch, Noah, Zechariah, Elizabeth, Hezekiah, Asaph, and David. Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes in bitterness and grief because his life has become a failure. He turned away from God to follow the gods of his foreign wives. God then told him his kingdom would be taken from his son, except for one tribe of Israel that would stay with Jerusalem, the kingdom of Judah. The other tribes would be split into the separate kingdom of Israel. After the law and before Christ, the only people who received the favor of God were those who walked close to conforming to the law's requirements. Those who ignored his law were disregarded by him, Hebrews 8:9. Because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, with only a belief in his name, with humble sorrow for the past, we can approach God and receive the operations of his changing grace to purify our hearts and consciences, whatever our burden of past sins may be. So, thousands in the early church attained purity, holiness, perfection, union with Christ and God, translated to their kingdom while still on earth. Thousands of 17th century Quakers attained the same perfection to live in union with Christ and God, living in their kingdom while still on earth. With faith in the name of Jesus, by grace and the cross, he can now make you perfect in every good work to do his will, Hebrews 13:21. A forever cleansing and perfection with resulting union is now available to all who go to him for change. Answer, read the words above in the 16th verse, do not be overly righteous, neither make yourself overly wise. Now mark this righteous, this wise man upon the earth of whom it is said, there is not a righteous man upon the earth who does good and does not sin. That was the estate of the law, which Christ is the end of, who is a greater than Solomon, who is the righteous and righteousness itself, and makes men free from sin. Principle. I do not affirm that any man can have salvation by virtue of his obedience, and thus you put out the eye of poor souls and told them hearken to a light within them. He, Jesus, became the author and source of eternal salvation to all those who give heed and obey him. Hebrews 5:9 answer. The eye of the soul is the light, which comes from Christ the bishop of it, and he who believes is saved, and there is his obedience, and he who does not is condemned already, and he who believes in the light has the promise of life and salvation. principle. He said, "The commission of Christ holds to the end of the world, who gave some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors for the perfecting of the saints and the edifying of the body of Christ, till all come to the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man in measure and stature and fullness of Christ." Answer. Have you not all denied this work of pastors, teachers, and prophets, the perfecting of the saints, and bringing to a perfect man, saying that none must be perfect while they are upon earth? Have you not denied bringing to the unity of the faith, which both you and your teachers are all on heaps about? Have you not said that none must witness the measure and stature and fullness of Christ and the knowledge of the Son of God, that none must have him revealed? Have you not denied revelation? How have you been in this work tossing people to and fro like chaff and carrying them about with every wind of doctrine? Your doctrine is wind that is not perfect, which is not in the spirit that gave forth scriptures, and there lodges all men's subtlety, cunning, and craft within, lying and waiting to deceive. This doctrine was coming up before the apostles' decease, which since has reigned in the world, as all the heaps of profession in all Christendom discover it, how people are tossed to and fro, and changed about, and everyone stands against perfection and overcoming sin while they are upon earth. So excluding themselves from the work that the ministers of Christ were in, apostatized from it, you have denied the minister's work, which is the perfecting, and cry, "No perfection." Principle. He said, they call breaking of bread carnal. Faith comes by hearing of the scriptures, and it is the way to teach men Christ, and to convince and convert souls. How should we know sin to be sin or righteousness to be righteousness, but by scripture? Scripture has been a fit rule to walk by and guide into truth and peace. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Rom 10:17. The word is near you, even in your mouth, and in your heart so you may obey it. That is the word of faith which we preach. Rom 10:8. Paul and the apostles preached a faith that was based on hearing the word from within your heart, not hearing the scriptures. Answer. Breaking of outward bread is not spiritual. The papists say it is spiritual, and you say it is not carnal. So what differs you priests and Baptists from the papists? You say it is not like other bread is, and thus you deceive people and make them believe a lie. The Pharisees had scriptures, but did not know the way of truth and peace, nor were guided in it. Neither is anyone upon the earth, unless they are in the life that gave the scripture forth. The Pharisees had scriptures read every day among them, and not hearing word that was in them, which those heard who gave forth scriptures, they did not hear the word of faith, and the faith they had not. For faith comes by hearing the word preached, not by hearing the letter. He who has the word of God may speak it daily. For they were ministers of the letter, who begot people into a form, in which they were tenfold more the children of the devil than they were before there was any profession. And none upon the earth can know righteousness to be righteousness, but as they have the life that gave forth scriptures. For the Pharisees, chief priests, and Jews had the scriptures, and read them every Sabbath day among them, and they did not know righteousness to be righteousness, nor Jesus Christ the righteousness of God. Neither did they know sin to be sin, for they crucified the Lord of life, and those who denied the light, the covenant of God, the covenant of light. So none know sin to be sin, but by the light which comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, that makes it manifest, and Abraham and Enoch knew sin before scripture was. Principle. Again he said, try their own hearts by scriptures. Answer. Those who tried their hearts, it was by the Spirit of the Lord that searched their hearts, which led them to speak forth scriptures. For before the scriptures were given forth, there was that in the heart to try it, which led all holy men of God to speak forth scriptures. If all men upon earth had the scriptures, but did not have what gave them forth, they would not have what will try the heart. For the Pharisees had the scriptures, and they could not try their own hearts. And so they turned against the light, as the world does now, which has the scriptures. For that is it which brings those to stand approved by God who try their hearts with it. Principle, he said, the overseers of the church are visible. Answer. What did oversee and made to be overseers was the Holy Ghost before the apostles deceased, which spirit was invisible. But since the days of the apostles, men have made officers by the letter, and such are visible. Therefore all men have come into many forms, out of the unity, and have lost the bond of peace. Principle. Likewise he said, what is contained in the Bible is spirit and life. Some say that since the words in the Bible are Christ's, to read them is the same as to have heard him speak them. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, John 6:63. He does not say the words is written, much less the scriptures or writings are spirit and life. When Christ himself speaks to a soul, his words are spirit and life to that soul, for spirit and life are in his words when he speaks them. But when another reads or speaks them without his spirit, they minister neither spirit nor life. For instance, Christ's calling to Lazarus when dead and buried, "Lazarus, come forth," his words were spirit and life to Lazarus. But let another read or speak the same words to a man dead and buried and cry to him to come forth, they will not raise him to life. From a Christian Progress. Answer: this is as much as to say that the spirit is in the letter and the life is in the letter. Now had you said, what is declared of is spirit and life, and the letter itself death, these words would have been true, and that the life was in those who gave it forth is sound. Now the people have it among them as a general word that the Bible is a history, or a treatise, or a catalogue, or the letter. These are the common words among professors and preachers. Now we say, the scriptures are the words of God, and a declaration of the prophets, Christ, and the apostles, and Christ is the word in whom they end. And that is agreeable and according to scripture, which cannot be broken, and sound words. Principle, and the word was confirmed to them by signs. Answer: those who had the scriptures did not know the word. They were declared by signs and wonders, and signs and wonders were shown to those who had the scriptures from the word. Now those who had the scriptures, to whom the word had shown miracles, when they desired a sign of the word, he told them that no sign should be given to them but that of Jonah's. Principle. And they say thee and thou to a particular is a proper speech, but it is not a sin to say otherwise, and so not to give offense to Jew nor Gentile, but you is the national speech. And the devil said thee, and Cain said thee, and this was the bad men's language as well as the good. Answer: though the devil and bad men got the form of true words, yet the form of sound words is to be held fast. And though Paul said, give no offense to Jew or Gentile, yet we do not find that Paul spoke out of the form of sound words, as thee to one. And because it is a national form of speech, you who have not come into the form of sound words, who have professed the scriptures, Christ, and the apostles, show that you and they never learned either, nor came into the practice of either. Thee to one is not righteous, and all unrighteousness is sin. For one to say, you Henry Hager are many men, would not you say they spoke unrighteously? Now judge yourself. In Fox's time, the use of thee and thou was taught in the schools as proper forms of singular address. Only servants and people of lower class were addressed in the singular, thee and thou. People of the upper class wanted to be addressed in the plural, you, which was to honor them. The honoring of important people with the plural address is what God laid to the dust. The Lord showed his contempt for respect of persons due to class or position, and so commanded his people also. Today you is addressed to all people, and so is no longer an issue of showing partiality to persons, which God forbids and is a sin. P. You call all men dead and carnal, and in the serpent's nature, in whatever form, if they differ from you. Answer: all those who are not in the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, which is the way to the Father, differ from us. Such are dead, such are carnal, in the serpent's nature. For none come to the life, but who come to the light in whatever form they are, in each sect being a different form of godliness, without the power to destroy sin and produce true godliness, and such as differ from us differ from Christ, for none come from under the serpent's head and nature but they who come to the light. Principle, likewise he said, but for a perfection in glory to be attained on this side the grave, I utterly disallow. Answer: we do believe you, but a perfection in glory is attained to, while the saints are upon the earth, for they were changed from glory to glory. There is a perfection in the least glory, and that glory which the saints were changed from into glory was not glorious, but as it was in the perfection in the least degree or measure as it is in itself. And so for the rest of your lies and slanders and unsavory expressions, which are not worth mentioning, they will clothe you and not cover your shame, but make it manifest. They shall be your own wounds in the day of your indignation. The witness within you shall answer me, and your silence would have been better than to have uttered forth your folly to the nation. And whereas you speak of the church, that is a mystery to you, which is the pillar and ground of truth. But men have gathered together a form in the apostasy, and the seed in the grave, since the days of the apostles. But now has the seed risen, which treads such out and down that are gathered together in the words of scriptures, but out of the spirit that they were in that gave it forth. That is the seed, which all the promises are to. He does not say it is to the visible church, but to the seed, and who are of the seed are of the church of Christ, which is the pillar and ground of truth. And so it is not the running up and down the scriptures from place to place, and bringing people chapter and verse, and telling people what the prophets said and did, and what the apostles said and did, and so to be approved of in the sight of men. But those who are approved of in the sight of God are in the life that they were in that gave forth scriptures, and are in unity with the saints that gave them forth, with Christ the substance of them, and with God. Principal, he said, an unlearned question to ask, whether your baptizers cast out devils and drink any deadly thing and it not hurt you, whether the house where you meet was ever shaken, where he did give the Holy Ghost to you? Answer. This shows that you are not believers, nor in the power that the apostles were in. As for your saying the apostles said, that wicked men should grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Since the days of the apostles, who saw those things come up, those wicked men, being deceived and deceiving. Now since their days it is manifest, that they have grown worse and worse, till they have grown all into heaps, and killed one another about religion. The whole Christendom can witness it. Such as have had the form of godliness but denied the power, have been out of the power and life that gave forth the scriptures, and out of the bond of peace, in the poison, one poisoning another, and out of the Holy Ghost that gave forth scriptures, and out of the healing, and the belief that casts out devils, and the devil, the murderer. But he has been your teacher to murder one another about your religion, which did not Christ teach, but to love enemies and to save men's lives. Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.